弟兄姐妹早上好。
Your brothers and sisters, good morning.
那么我们今天接下来的时间就是我们今天的敬拜继续。
We continue our worship.
那么我们今天要跟大家分享的信息是一个新的系列。
And today we're going to have a new series.
那我们准备是研读加拉太书。
What we're going to study is a Galatian.
那么加拉太书呢是保罗最早的书信。
And Galatian was written, probably written the earliest from Paul.
也可以说是论述律法和救恩的一个重要的一卷书。
And it's an extremely important letter to talk about the law and salvation.
那么它的主题呢乃是人称义因信基督。
And because you be justified by faith.
那么这个在这个加拉太书的第二章十六节可以说是这一卷书的一个主题。
So Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 is the theme of this book.
那么我们可以看到说这一卷书的话哈，那么是我们围绕着这个主题来展开的。
And so we can see is this whole book is a focus on this part is Galatians chapter 2:16.
那么这个卷书的话，我们大概可以分成三个部分哈。
We're going to divide it by three parts.
那么第一部分呢，可以说是第一章和第二章开始的。
And it starts with chapter 1 and chapter 2. That's the first part.
那么这个第三章跟第四章呢，可以说是第二部分。
And the second part is the chapter 3 and 4.
那么这第二部分的话呢，是这一卷书的最重要的一个环节。
And it's most important in the second part is the chapter 3 and 4.
那么这个这一部分是教义的问题。
And then this is the part is focused on doctrine.
那现在我跟大家来分享这个图表就把整个加拉太书列出来。
And so I'm going to share this with you, talk about the Galatians.
那么这第三部分的话呢就是第五章跟第六章。
And the third part is the chapter 5 and 6.
我们讲的是在基督里的自由。
And talk about the freedom of in Christ.
那么整个的主题就是说我们作为基督的信徒那基督在释放了我们。
And to talk about being free, when we believe in Christ, we have the freedom.
那么在以前有一次这个一个神学院的牧师的一个聚集的班上哈。
And there was one pastor in his class.
那么这个班呢是所有从不同的美国不同的地方来的牧师在一起的进修班。
Oh, so this is a special class that are getting a pastor from over the United States.
所以当时他们就有问牧师们一个问题说什么是福音你们可以不可以定义一下。
So they asked, the teacher asked the pastor, can you define what is the gospel?
那么很令人惊讶的是发现这个不同的牧师居然都给出不同的答案。
Surprisingly, everybody give different answers.
所以你看到说到底什么是福音呢
?So what is a real gospel?
这个看起来本身是一个很简单的问题。
Even though this seems a very simple question.
但是呢却我们发现却有一个完全不同的答案。
But then there's so many different answers.
如果牧师们的答案都是这样子有很大的差别的话我们可以想象那么教会的信徒会对这个问题会有怎么样的看法。
There's a big difference between all the pastors' answers. So therefore, that for our Christians, we probably have a different definition as well.
所以这个就是我们今天要跟大家所分享的主题。
So this is the topic we want to talk about is what is the real gospel?
福音是什么?
What is the gospel?
那么圣经呢从来没有给出一个非常清晰的定义。
The Bible never really gives a very clear definition.
但是福音这个词呢，却频繁地出现在经文当中啊。
But the word gospel appears frequently in the scripture.
那么在加拉太书的第一章六节到第二章第十节，这简短的这几节经文里就出现了十次之多。
From Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 to chapter 2 verse 10, it appears about 10 times.
虽然圣经没有给出明确的定义，但似乎整本的新约圣经都在讲这个福音的概念。
So although the Bible does not have a clear definition, but it seems the entire New Testament describes the concept of the gospel.
所以福音是不是基督赦免我们的罪呢？
So this gospel is just simply Jesus forgive our sin.
那么福音是不是说我们要跟基督有一个关系呢？
Is this gospel just meaning that we have a relationship with Jesus?
那福音是不是说我们将来死后可以去天堂呢？
This gospel just means that we will go to heaven after death.
那么福音是不是上帝爱我，他要赐给我一个幸福的生活呢？
So is this gospel just simply Jesus loves us that just want to give us really a good life?
我想这些都可能是这个答案的一部分。
I'm sure this is all those answers are part of the gospel.
所以当这个概念不清楚的时候，我们不是没有概念。
And so therefore, if we don't, the concept is not clear, does not mean that there isn't a concept.
那可能我们就是有个混淆概念。
And maybe we are really pretty confused about the concept.
那希望我们今天一起来思考加拉太书的第一章第一节到第十节。
So therefore, let's study Galatians chapter 1, verse 1 to 10.
我们可以对这个概念有一个更清楚的认识。
So we can have a more understanding of what is the gospel.
所以请大家看到经文是在加拉太书的第一章
1
到第十节。
Let's turn to your Bible, Galatians chapter 1, 1 to 10.
我们一起来读一下这段经文，加拉太书的第一章第一到第十节。
Let's read together, chapter 1, verse 1 to 10.
做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul apostle, sent not from man, nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead.
和一切与我同在的众弟兄，写信给加拉太的各教会。
All the brothers with me to the churches in Galatia.
愿恩惠平安与父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
Who gave himself for our sin to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God and Father.
但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
To whom the be glory forever and ever. Amen.
我希冀你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。
I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Which is really not gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion, are trying to pervert you gospel of Christ.
但不论是我们是从天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被诅咒。
But even if we are an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被诅咒。
As we have already said,So now I said again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accept, let him be eternally condemned.
我现在是要得人的心呢， 还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
加拉太教会很可能是保罗在第一次宣教之旅的时候所建立的。
And Galatian church that probably was established by Paul for his first mission trip.
那么当他得知了教会所发生的事情，
When he heard about what happened to the church,
他就迫不及待地写了这封书信。
Immediately he wrote this book, this letter.
去斥责那些加拉太人。
He rebuked the Galatians.
那么书信的这开篇呢，第一节到第五节有三点值得注意。
And there's a three areas that we really need to pay attention.
第一，保罗特别强调他的权柄是来自基督和父神。
Paul really emphasized that apostle authority comes from Christ and God the Father.
那么这个在第一节就讲清楚，证明他传的福音的纯正性。
So proving the integrity of the gospel he preached.
那第二方面，我们看到福音有三个重要的方面啊。
And secondly, you talk about three important aspects of the gospel.
那就是基督的复活在第一节。
And the verse 1, Christ's resurrection.
那么基督的救赎在第四节。
And the verse 4, talk about redemption.
还有基督的拯救也是在第四节。
And verse 4, and salvation.
第三节我们发现保罗在这里有颂赞却没有感谢。
But you know, in verse 3, we talk about there's a praises, but they're not giving thanks.
就是没有为加拉太教会来感谢，就表明说他对教会的情形还是非常的担心。
You can tell that he did not say thanks about the church that indicate that he's very worried about the church.
那第六节呢，保罗就迅速的进入了话题来责备加拉太人。
So in verse 6, quickly that Paul started the topic and blamed them for deserving the truth so quickly.
那么他斥责加拉太人离弃了福音的真道。
And that he really rebuked how they deserve the truth so quickly.
而且诅咒那些篡改福音的人。
And also condemned the people who gave the wrong gospel.
所以这十节经文在这个书信的开始给我们的印象就是保罗非常的着急哈。
And you can tell the impression of Paul that he was really worried.
他的语气也非常的沉重。
And his speech was very heavy.
加拉太人不应当轻信其他人的教导。
And Galatians should not quickly and easily to listen to other gospel.
福音只有一个。
There's only one gospel.
任何的修正都是偏差。
And the others are wrong gospel.
保罗这里特别的强调哈。
And so here that Paul emphasized,
尤其在第八节说无论是谁，不管是天使还是其他的使徒。
And in verse 8, it said, doesn't matter who that person is, whether it's angel or from others.
篡改福音的人当受诅咒。
If they preach anything other than your accepted, need to be condemned.
特别是保罗在第八节、第九节两次提到这个人当受诅咒。
And twice, verse 8 and 9 talk about this type of person need to be condemned.
这是特别的强调哈。
And special emphasize.
那么福音在当时呢是保罗传到加拉太教会的。
And so the gospel was preached by Paul to Galatian.
但是随后呢就有些从耶路撒冷去的另外的一些法利赛人的信徒。
And then later there's other believers go to the area. And,
他们就开始教导当时的加拉太教说你们应当遵守犹太人的一些律法。
And you need to follow some of the more legalism, follow the Jewish tradition.
不然呢你们所信的就没有完全的。
And so otherwise what you believe is not complete.
这就是为什么保罗写这封书信的缘由。
And that's the reason Paul wrote this letter.
福音从开始被传就受到了这些异端的这些影响。
And started the gospel started, then immediately influenced by other wrong gospel.
其实直到今天我们依然 受到很多这样的威胁跟影响。
Continual gospel can be threatened by those wrong teaching.
可能我们现在跟当时加拉太的教会不一样。
And maybe we said this is a different times.
但是这种倾向还是存在的。
However, those tendencies still exist.
那今天的倾向是什么呢？就是福音派我们所宣扬的教会有一种简化福音的威胁。
And nowadays, there's an evangelical like to simplify the gospel.
那么二十世纪福音派兴起的时候，通过这种大型的福音的聚会，那么推动福音的广传。
So with the rise of evangelical in the 20th century and with the simplification of the gospel.
但是也伴随着这种福音简化的倾向不断的发生。
So it continue to go to this trend.
那么上帝如果只是赦免人的罪和人和好的话。
If a gospel is only God's forgiving man's sin and making peace with God.
或者福音只是说让我们有个幸福的生活，将来可以死后进天堂的话。
Or gospel is only that have a good life and go to heaven after death.
这个就不是当初耶稣所托付门徒的那个真正的福音了。
And this is not the real gospel that Lord, Jesus Christ entrusts his disciples.
那么在70年代的时候，在芝加哥那个地区有一个很著名的教会。
And in 1970, there's a very famous church in Chicago.
那么这个教会就是 Willow Creek Church,
It's a Willow Creek Church.
嗯，他们的牧师也很有名 ,Bill Hybels,
Bill Hybels is pretty famous.
那么他这个教会的模式呢，就是可以迅速的让教会增长。
And the model is that to grow quickly.
那他增长的方法也是非常的特点，他就说到了社区，那么传了福音让人信主之后，那你只要做三件事情就可以。
And they are teaching the people when they go to the community, preaching the gospel, and once you believe in Christ, you just need to do three things.
那第一件事情你是星期天要来教会敬拜。
The first thing, you need to come to worship on Sunday.
第二个呢，你是要金钱上要奉献。
And secondly, you need to offer your money.
那么第三个呢，你就要出去来传福音，带领别人来教会。
Thirdly, to share the gospel and bring people to church.
所以非常简单，你只要做这个三样，你就是个很好的基督徒。
So if you can do those three things, you are a good Christian.
所以 Willow Creek Church 这个模式啊，当时在美国影响很大，影响了很多的教会。
And so this model has influenced a lot of churches.
但是我们现在知道这个教会所发生的事情，还有这个牧师所发生的一些事情。
Now we know that what things have happened to that church will happen to those pastors.
这个模式的失败的归根到底，就是没有注重一个基督生命的培养。
And so the reason this movement has failed is that they are not emphasized what is the foundation of the gospel.
所以这就是为什么我们教会现在要强调说我们要做门徒训练。
And so that's the reason why we need to change, have a new life, that we need to do the disciple training.
因为这个基督徒生命的一个结果乃是基督复活的能力要体现在我们的生命当中。
Because the fruit of a new life is that the people can see Christ as changing us.
那在80年代、90年代的时候，我们就看到这种在基督教里面反思的这个浪潮就不断的兴起。
So in the 1980s that we see the rise of reflection wave.
因为大家发现说这个基督徒跟非基督徒的生活形态没有什么区别。
The lifestyle, there's no difference between Christian and non-Christians.
那唯一的区别就是基督徒星期天来教会，那么其他六天他跟其他非基督徒生活是一样的。
The only difference of the Christian is the Christian go to church on Sunday, and the rest of the days, Monday to Saturday, their lifestyle is no difference.
那么星期天如果去教会，这个还算不错的了。
And for those people who go to church are actually not bad Christians.
那么我到了南加州第一个牧养的教会的时候，我就去跟弟兄姐妹接触，他们就跟我们说，陈牧师，你看看，我很好，
And so when I started first the minister of the first church in Southern California, when I talked to people, and people said, oh, I'm pretty good.
你牧师你不要不满意啊，你看我每个星期天都来教会，这已经很好了。
You should be very happy I come to church every Sunday.
你看很多那个已经受了浸的他就不来教会了。
Look at those people who have been baptized that have not even come to church.
或者每个星期每个一年的话只有这个复活节啊圣诞节他才来教会。
And there's some questions only come for Easter's and Christmas.
其实我们真的要好好思想这些基督徒是不是真正蒙恩得救的基督徒。
When we think about those Christians, are they really truly born again?
所以呢我们今天就是真正的要来思想福音的定义是什么。
So today we need to really talk about what is the true definition of gospel.
首先呢福音是关乎耶稣基督。
So we talk about gospel is talk about Jesus Christ.
首先我们来看基督啊当初他所传的福音是什么。
And need to look at what the Christ has preached.
那么福音这个词呢在新约的圣经里面一共出现了96次。
The word gospel appeared 96 times in the New Testament.
虽然没有明确的定义但却是有详述的描述。
And although it was not clearly defined, but it's been described in details.
所以耶稣宣讲福音的时候他是怎么说的呢
So what did Jesus Christ preach the gospel?
他说神的国近了你们当悔改。
The times are fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent.
来信福音。
And believe in the gospel.
所以福音的原意呢就是好消息。
So the gospel original meaning means good news.
这个好消息就是上帝国度的降临了。
It means the coming of the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣说近了不是到了。
And it didn't say it's near. It does not mean that it's complete.
那是因为当时耶稣还没有上十字架他的救恩还没有。完全的成就。
Because the work of Jesus' cross has not yet been done yet.
但是当耶稣在从死里复活之后，那么这个好消息就是上帝的国度已经在这个世界上建立起来。
So once the Jesus' resurrection, that signified that God's kingdom has been established.
那么必将在耶稣再来的时候完完全全的在这个世界上建立。
Will complete establish, in the Jesus' second coming.
所以这是一个福音的概念啊。
So this is the concept of gospel.
所以福音之后呢那么在福音书之外呢这个福音的在讲的时候很小在跟上帝的国度的概念来相提并论啊。
So outside the gospel, the concept of the gospel is really compared with the kingdom of God.
那么在主耶稣门徒在他复活之后他们说传讲的是基督的福音你当信基督才能得救。
The disciple of Lord Jesus preached the gospel of Christ after he was resurrected. They emphasize you need to believe in Jesus.
那这两者是不是有矛盾呢
So are those two is a contradict each other?
实际上是不会的。啊、
no, it's not.
因为上帝的国度的本身就是基督的身份和他在世上的工作。
Because the kingdom of God is identity and the work of Christ.
对，好消息就是基督的受死与复活。
So good news is that Christ died and was resurrected.
所以上帝的救赎的计划已经完备了。
So God's plan of salvation is completed.
所以我们在我们的这个生活当中，教会上应该特别警惕这种另类的福音哈。
So we need to really be warm, and then, be alert about those wrong gospel.
所以保罗当初面对的是犹太人律法主义的渗透。
And at the time, Paul faced the infiltration of Jewish legalism.
所以这个福音有变质的危险。
The gospel is in danger of deterioration.
这些律法主义者要求那些外邦人的信徒都要接受割礼。
And so legalism required Christians to accept, to do circumcision.
要守安息日等等。
To keep the Sabbath.
那么今天我们生活在不同的时代没人再要求我们受割礼。
So therefore that today we're living in a different time and nobody asks us to do the circumcision.
那么同样福音面临的变质的危险。
However, the same gospel is facing the danger of deterioration.
那就是我刚才讲的那种没有尾声的一种福音。
It is a gospel without commitment.
有没有人在传一种福音说你不需要尾声的？
And do you, have you ever heard the gospel say you do not need to make any commitment?
所以基督徒靠恩典得救，这个是没有错的。
And so we all know that Christians are saved by grace.
但是不等于说基督徒你就没有，不需要有好的行为。
And does not mean that we does not mean that we should not have a good deeds.
所以在美国，尤其是美国的教会当中，现在有很多这种所谓名义上的基督徒，或者是文化基督徒。
And so in the American church, there's a lot of people just with titles of Christians.
你问他说你是基督徒吗？他说他是基督徒。
If you ask them, are you Christian? They say, yes, I'm Christian.
但是他几乎是很少去教会。
But those Christians don't go to church very often.
他们几乎在日常的生活中没有一个信仰的生活。
And they do not have a life with, they do not live their life.
这些福音的信息的简单化就直接了导致了这个信徒缺乏尾声哈。
And so the simplified gospel that really, reflects how their commitment.
所以啊，我们看到说，我们面对这样的危险，我们应该真正的清楚说，福音所给我们的要求是什么。
So when we're facing the dangers, we really need to really understand what is the true gospel.
那么这个福音其实上就是上帝要借着耶稣基督赐给我们的，是在上帝国度里面的一个新的生命。
And so the is the is the God has given us the kingdom of God is give us a new life.
所以当我们进入上帝国度之后，上帝的国度就已经降临在我们身上。
So once we enter the eternal kingdom, the kingdom already has come.
那么上帝的国度就是上帝来亲自的治理。
So the kingdom of God is reigned by God's rule.
所以上帝的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，这就是我们的主导文所讲的。
So His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那么福音呢，就是国度已经降临了，基督已经作完。
The gospel is basically the kingdom has come and Christ rule.
接受福音实际上就是接受基督作王这个现实。
To accept the gospel, to accept Christ as the king in order to enter the kingdom.
所以这样你才可以进入国度。
And so therefore we can enter the kingdom.
那进入国度之后呢，你的生命就是在这个基督的掌握之下。
So after we enter the kingdom, our life being controlled by God.
我们不但口里面相信，我们心里面要承认。
And not we only just confess through our mouth, we have to believe in our heart.
如果我们不能够接受基督做王的话，我们是没有办法进入神的国度。
If we do not accept him as a king, we cannot enter his kingdom.
国度已经降临，但是还没有完全。
And the kingdom's already came, is already came, but it's not completed yet.
那这个时代呢，基督以圣灵内住的方式在基督徒心中作王。
And in this age, Christ reigns in the hearts of Christians in the way of indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
那么接受基督就意味着这人生呢，要全然彰显出基督的生命。
Accepting Christ means a total commitment of our life to Christ.
我们在读福音书里，我们看到耶稣啊，是有一个惯用语的。
And when we read the Gospels, Jesus usually like to say the one word often.
就说跟从我。
Follow me.
这个词句出现了二十次之多。
And he has said at least 20 times.
你看看耶稣。在福音书里有没有说过这样的话
？If you read the gospel, did he ever say this?
你信我就好了，然后你只要相信，你就回家慢慢的享福，然后天堂你再来见我。
And just trust me and go home and enjoy your life and see me in heaven after that.
这个不是耶稣所讲的福音。
And this is not what the gospel that Jesus talked about.
但是很遗憾呢，结果现在很多的基督徒却是抱着这样的概念。
Unfortunately, a lot of people, their concept of gospel is like that.
所以我们应当努力进入那种丰盛的生命啊。
And so we need to make every effort to enter the abundance of life.
所以这就是我为什么我们教会今年在开始推动这个门徒训练啊。
And that's why the reason we want to encourage the disciple training this year.
我们希望我们当中所有的基督徒都是这种委身的基督徒。
We want every single Christian is a committed Christian.
那么在六七十年代的时候，在洛杉矶啊，那个时候中国教会非常小啊。
And in the 60s and 70s, the Chinese church usually are very small.
那么有一个年轻的医生呢，他这个从别的州啊，这个毕业之后来这边做医生，他就寻找中国教会。
So there was a doctor moving from another state, was looking for church in Southern California.
不过那个时候确实没有很多的选择，所以他到了这个中国的教会。
And there were not a lot of selections, so he came to one Chinese church.
他到这个教会之后，哇，他就非常的惊奇。
And when he came to church, he was very surprised.
因为教会有很多的年轻人。
And because there's a lot of young people.
而这些年轻人呢，跟他以前所去的教会完全不一样。
And those young people are totally different than the church that he used to go to.
哇，他们的信仰啊，对信仰的那个执着、那个热诚啊，就非常的让他觉得说，哎呦，非常的感动。
He was extremely moved when he see the commitment of those young Christians.
你可以明显感到上帝在这些人生命当中所做的工作。生命的改变。
It's very visible how God has changed the life of those young people.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们所需要的是这种委身和那样的一种生命的改变。
And so what is what we need is the commitment and the change.
那么接下来我们就不难想象，在70年代这个教会有一个属灵的复兴。
And so therefore that we can see there's a true spiritual revival in 70s.
教会就有一种爆炸式的一种增长。
It's an explosive growth in among churches.
因为神的工作在里面。
And you can God's work is in it.
所以如果我们的信仰啊是没有委身的，那就不叫信仰。
So if we are the faith without commitment is not a faith.
那么基督徒没有见证，那何以你叫基督徒呢？
So if you don't have a good testimony, how can you call yourself Christians?
所以福音报告的好消息就是说，神给我们预备了这样一个新的生命。
And so why the gospel called cool news is because God gives a new life.
所以呢，在上帝的国度里面，这个生命是由基督所掌管的生命。
And so in God's kingdom, this is the new life is controlled by our God.
所以我们当努力做一个有见证的基督徒。
So we need to make every effort to become a very, has a good testimony.
当然我们讲到说我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
And because we know that when we believe it's because we have faith.
那么这种并不是等明说我们信主之后不需要努力的。
But that does not say that you should not make efforts after we become Christian.
恩典呢不是与行为来相对立的。
And sometimes it's not our grace does not oppose our deeds.
那恩典呢是与赚得的这个态度相对立。
And but that is opposed our we feel
attitude of earning.
Our attitude of earning.
这种赚得的态度不但在救恩上，其实在信仰的其他方面也是非常危险的。
And so it's very dangerous to feel that your salvation is something you earned.
我们是需要努力的哈。
And we should make a very effort.
这样我们才可以进步。
And this is how we can improve.
如果你走到一个程度认为说这个是我赚得的。
But if you feel like this is something I earned,
你认为我有这个权利的时候，那个就是我们信仰的走到一个危险的地步了。
And you feel this is your right, and this is the danger.
所以这个就是恩典和这个赚得，这个是两个是对立的观念，并不是说我们不需要努力哈。
And so this is the grace and the earning is the opposite.
所以我们当努力做一个有见证的基督徒哈。
So we need to make every effort to become have a good testimony.
这样我们的生命才可以成长哈。
And so therefore our life, our Christian life can continue to grow.
就像这个新生的婴儿一样哈。
And just like newborn babies.
我们当中都有一些小的小孩，我们知道从小带他的时候，你要一定要给他吃的，他才会成长。
And so we have experienced new babies that when they were just born, you have to feed them.
如果你不给他吃的话，这个婴儿会怎么样？
If you don't feed the baby, what will happen to the baby?
这婴儿就会死亡的。
And the baby will die.
所以一个新的生命也是一样。
And just same thing as our new life.
如果你不去喂养他的话，他就会死亡。
And we became a Christian without feeding, we will die.
就跟那个婴儿一样，这婴儿你喂他，他就会成长。那个成长呢，却不是你所知道他为什么会成长的。
And so when you feed the baby will grow. And sometimes it's beyond our comprehension that how they grow.
这属灵的生命也像，当你去喂养一个新刚刚得罪他也会成长，这个成长却是神的工作，是一个奇妙的事情。
Same thing with spiritually that when someone become a Christian and they will start grow when you feed them. But this is the God's word.
今天我们开始研讨这个加拉太书哈。
And today we start study the book of Galatians.
为的是我们可以在基督里面这个将来的根基也是更加的牢固。
So we can have a very solid foundation.
我们首先了解这个信息呢，是福音是什么。
And the first message talk about what is the true gospel.
我们就为这个系列的主题打下一个基础。
And so when we talk about it, that lays the foundation.
那么福音是我和耶稣个人的关系吗？
And is the gospel my personal relationship with Jesus?
福音是上帝赦免我的罪吗？
Does the gospel just simply forgive my sins?
福音是相信耶稣死后上天堂吗？
Does the gospel just mean to believe in Jesus and go to heaven after death?
那么福音是上帝爱我，他赐给我一个幸福的生活吗？
Is the gospel simply God loves me and give me a blessed life?
这些可能都是福音的一个侧面。
They are all different aspects of the gospel.
但是某一个并不能代表福音的全部。
But just one does not mean it's the old gospel.
福音只有一个。
And there's only one gospel.
那就是耶稣基督的福音。
And that is gospel from Jesus Christ.
那就是一种上帝赐给我们一个在上帝国度里的生命的福音。
And it's the God gave the new life in his kingdom.
缺乏委身的福音呢，不是真正的福音。
The gospel lacking commitment is not the true gospel.
所以接受福音就是接受了基督。成为我们生命之主。
Accepting the gospel means that is the accepting his life and new life under the control of Christ.
所以我们当珍惜自己的身份哈。
And we really need to really treasure our identity.
努力做一个有见证的基督徒。
Continue to make every effort to become a Christian to have good testimonies.
有一部日本的动漫片啊。
And there's a meme of a Japanese, like a cartoon, a movie.
Anime.
Anime.
那个名字叫神隐少女啊。
And actually is called the Shining Girl, A Spirit Away.
在这个动漫里面呢，有一个主人公是个小女孩啊。
And there's a main character is a little girl.
她的名字呢叫 Chihiro, 就是迪野千寻。
And so his name is Chihiro.
那么她说到了她一个梦幻的世界里面的时候，她遇到了一个女巫婆。
And so it was in her dream that she saw 巫婆是
witch、
witch。
那么他遇到之后呢，这个女巫婆她说，你要想在这个世界里可以生存，你要把你的名字给我。
And so the witch told her that if you want to survive in this world, that you have to give your name to me.
所以他没有办法，只好跟他签了一个合同，就把他的名字交给这个巫婆了。
So therefore, Chihiro signed a contract and gave her name to the witch.
于是呢，这个女孩就忘记了她是谁。
And later that she forgot her identity.
她有一个自己新的名字。
And then she thought there was a new name.
他们在这个那个世界里呢，他要做很多的事情，但他却忘记了他自己以前的身份是什么。
And then she had to make a do a lot of works. However, she forgot her names.
直到有一天，他真正的把他的名字重新拿回来的时候
，Until one day she finally discovered her name.
他才再一次的提醒他，他以前的身份是什么。
And remind her what was her identity before.
所以这个动漫片也提醒我们基督徒，我们生活在这个世界，但千万不要忘记我们自己的名字，那名字所代表的身份是什么。
And so even we live in this world, this movie, the anime, remind us what's our identity on earth.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
是一群跟随基督的人。
It is a group of people who follow Jesus.
所以我们当珍惜自己的身份。
We need to treasure our identity.
努力做一个有见证的基督徒。
Make every single effort to have a good testimony.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for all your grace.
为这美好的救恩你所赐给我们的
And thank you for your salvation.
为这美好的应许你借着耶稣基督所交给我们的
And the beautiful promise that you give the Jesus Christ to us.
让我们在生活在这个世界上，但是我们不属于这个世界
Even though we live on earth, but we do not belong to this world.
让我们在这个世界上，我们一步一步跟随我们主的脚踪。
And even though in this world, we'll continue to follow Jesus Christ.
让我们在生命中可以彰显耶稣基督的能力。
And in our life, that can glorify Christ.
向世人做美好的见证。
And to testify and to have beautiful testimonies.
我恭敬将我们当中的每一位都交托在你的手中。
We'll put every one of us into your hands.
我们求主你保守。
Continue to ask you for your protection.
在这疫情蔓延的时候，我们求主你保守我们身体的平安。
During pandemic, continue to help us to be healthy.
那么在这个纷乱的世界当中，我们更求主你保守我们灵里的安宁。
And in this world, that continue to give us peace.
我们盼望主耶稣基督再来的日子。
We continue to hope for your second coming.
主的国度。在这地上建立
and your kingdom will be established on earth.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.